I am Ash Boy. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hello, hi, is that Aaron?
It certainly is, sir. Is this Thomas?
It's Tom Gilchrist. I missed a call just about 4 o'clock there. Sorry, I got caught up in something.
That's okay, that's not a problem, Thomas. Is now a good time to talk, or would you like me to let you start and we can talk a different day?
Yeah, it's okay just now,
Okay, perfect, sir. So what I'm going to do for you is I am going to go through your application process. I've got some generic details in regards to your inquiry, but I do still need to take some more off you. Okay. So I'm just going to start off by gathering them details in order to complete data protection in the future. So I've got your first name here as Thomas, surname Gilchrist.
Yes.
Yep. And do you have any middle names, Thomas?
No.
No, okay. And I've got your email address here as Thomas at LeMondConversions.com?
It's Lomond Conversions, as in Loch Lomond, that's how it's pronounced.
Yep,
Lomond Conversions.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what's your date of birth, please, Thomas?
10/9/1962.
Okay, and what's your current home address?
For now, it's 13 Dixon Crescent.
Is that Dunoon?
Yes, Dunoon, yeah. Okay. You want the postcode?
I've got that here. Is that PA238NE?
Yes, yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. Perfect, okay. And were you known by any of the names during your time in care, Thomas?
No.
No, okay. And do you remember the address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
Oh, no idea, no.
No, okay. What about the town that you may have lived in?
I lived in Glasgow. I was born there.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, what's the name of the GP surgery that you're currently registered with, Thomas?
I'm actually in the process of moving. I've just moved back to Scotland from Barnsley. So I'll still be registered at Rotherham Road Surgery in Barnsley.
Yep, okay, I've got that one here. Okay, if and when you do change doctors, just please inform us, obviously, so we can get in contact with the correct medical centre for your medical record, if that's okay.
Okay. Right, Aaron, sorry, before you seem to be getting this quite deeply already, I just sort of contacted you, I'll be straight with you. I'm already in the process of going through this with the local authority agencies, if you will. Through the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Okay, so you've already got representation for the Scottish Redress Scheme?
I've applied to them, I've sent information over, and I've not yet been issued a caseworker, as they call it.
Yeah,
So are you? I take it you're independent?
Yeah, so we're a private and independent law firm, so yeah.
Right, okay. And what's the benefit? With them.
Thomas, the line dropped there.
What's the benefit of being with you rather than them?
I mean, one of the benefits that are applicable to ourselves is we're probably the lowest charging law firm that I know of. Our fees only consist on a no-win, no-fee basis, and our fees are 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, so we take less than 20%. There's other law firms out there that charge 20 and above. We also, obviously, we have the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves. So obviously, like many of the law firms that are dealing with the scheme, they have the correspondence too. But we work closely with the Scottish Government in terms of getting the process quicker in terms of you know, a more timely process. We do things in accordance with the Scottish Government, but we don't wait around either. We get things done pretty sufficiently.
So I know from what they're saying from the local authority, people are saying the process can take up to a year or so. Are you considerably quicker than that?
No, that is quite accurate at the minute with the time scale of the redress scheme themselves. They do have a backlog, and they are in the process of recruiting for further panel members in order to reduce that backlog.
Right.
So around about 10 months to a year, so 10 to 12 months does sound, you know, quite accurate from the information that you have been provided. But it's entirely your choice, Thomas. Obviously, have you signed documents with this agency at all?
I'm not sure. I sent away all the information, but I don't know if there was anything for me to sign to say, right, okay, you're representing me, or I'm going with you. I don't quite remember, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, well, if that still is the case, Thomas, then obviously you're still a free man. You're not signed up to any law firm, shall we say.
Okay.
So it is entirely your choice what you'd actually like to do.
Okay.
Yeah, so, obviously, I don't want to press you into anything.
In terms of compensation, there was two choices in the form for, again, I say local authority, I'm not sure, it's probably the government, and they were 10 grand or 100 grand. So will you be seeking higher compensation than that?
Again, that's accurate information that's been provided to yourself. There is two types of payment. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and there's a individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. So they are working on the same scheme as ourselves.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, do you know what kind of payment you was going, like they put you forward for?
I'll put down $100,000.
Okay. Obviously, it's as I said, Thomas, it's entirely yourself. You haven't signed anything with the other law firm. Obviously, we can still proceed, and we can still get documents over to yourself. But it's entirely your choice on your matter on what you'd like to do.
Okay. All right. Well, I suppose we could proceed for now if I'm not wasting your time.
No, of course not. Did you give any statements to the people who potentially came up to you?
I wrote something out.
Okay.
I wrote something out, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, we can still proceed. I can still send you the documents out. And obviously, with you not obviously signing up with the other law firm as of yet, you've only provided basically generic details.
Okay.
We can still proceed. That's not a problem at all, Thomas.
All right, okay. So I'm sorry, I just didn't want you wasting your time, you know.
Yeah, no, of course. I completely understand that. Thank you for the consideration.
Okay.
So were you knowing of any other names during your time in care?
No,
okay.
I did have a nickname. Does that help?
No, I mean, like, obviously from the social services, other than Thomas Gilchrist, was you knowing of or named of any other names?
No, just Thomas Gilchrist.
Okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, if that's okay, please, Thomas?
Yes. My mother was Mary Glenn Haining.
Mary Glenn
Haining. H-A-I-N-I-N-G.
I-N-G. And is Glenn spelled with one N or two?
One.
One, okay. I believe. Okay, and what's the name of your father?
He was just Joseph Gilchrist.
Okay, not a problem. And have you changed your name legally by deed poll or marriage, anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Have you applied to the advance payment scheme under the redress scheme themselves?
Advance payment, no.
Yeah, okay, that's not a problem. Okay, perfect. And the preferred method of contact for yourself, sir. Are we okay to send you emails and texts as well as phone call?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, perfect, Thomas. Thank you very much for them genetic details. So I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to the application can be difficult and upsetting. But please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Oh, sorry, are you going to ask me about what happened and all that now?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to go through your care settings with you and grab that statement from yourself.
Aaron, I'm sorry. Sounds like I'm wasting your time here, but I don't have time for all that just now. I'm just off to see a customer. Can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. And I can give you a call back tomorrow if it's more convenient for yourself.
If you don't mind, Aaron. Yeah, sorry to miss you, but I should have asked the previous questions a bit earlier. Sorry. Yeah, if we can do it tomorrow, I've got more time to talk.
Yep, okay. Any specific time for yourself that's more convenient?
Shall we say midday? Midday, because I'm on my own tomorrow. Midday would be great.
Midday. Shall we do 11:30?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay. That's not a problem, Thomas. I'll give you a call back then.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Not a problem, Thomas. Have a wonderful evening. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
And you. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, it. Bye now. Bye.